Hi guys and welcome. I'm Richard from the Veg Grower Podcast and this is episode 44 and it's the 19th of November 2015 and I'm titling this episode the mid-November Roundup. Had a bit of a struggle trying to find up with a good title episode for this one, so I apologise for being a bit too poor. Coming up today, it's going to be updates on what's been going on my plots and various things. But firstly, I'd like to start with a thank you to somebody who's contacted me a couple of times, Andrew. He's very kindly contacted me, saying he's subscribed to the podcast, which I'm really, really grateful for. And he's also emailed me asking if I would be interested in him doing some recordings of what goes on his podcast, on his plot, sorry. And I have replied to the email. I'm hoping you've got it, Andrew, if you're listening. If not, email me at Richard. I've emailed back and I said, yeah, absolutely. That's what I want from this site. And I'd like to, basically, anybody else that wants to contribute, get in touch. It's there to be used. So let's get us all in a community and helping each other out. So when I get some podcasts of other people, I might do a slight introduction before, or I might just play their own one. But you'll you obviously notice there'll be a difference in voice or something. And obviously, I will be on the blog post that the podcast comes out on. I will be attributing it to their username. I'm really excited about this. With somebody else contributing. And I just hope to get more and more people coming online and creating this community of vegetable and fruit and vegetable and herb growers that we can all share tips and communicate and help each other out. And at the same time, try and get more and more people growing their own fruit and veg, because I genuinely do believe that growing our own fruit and veg at home or on the plots can only be the good thing for everyone. So with that, let's get on with the plots. Now, my old Brighton plot is still in place. It's definitely going to go. I've got permission now to put a shed up on the new allotment, so I will be taking the small shed down in the future. When I've been up there, I've just ran through with the hoe when I can. It's been a bit wet lately, so it's a bit difficult to really do anything up there. But I've cleared out the sheds and taken stuff back that I want to keep for myself. I've dug up the red-leaved sorrel plant and the Queensland arrowroot plant. They're in pots in the garden at the moment at home. I thought the plant didn't survive and was dead. Well, as I was hoeing, all of a sudden out came a large clump of ginger root, which I am stoked about, because I've never been able to grow ginger before. I was really surprised because there was no plant, but this is swollen up to a really decent size. In fact, I would take a photo and attach it onto this podcast notes on the blog. And that just threw me away. I was so pleased with it. Ginger. Use ginger a lot in the kitchen. So to be able to grow my own finally is a really, really pleased me. I know it's not a huge amount of that I've grown to last us years and years, but it's fine to keep a bit going and see if I can grow it on and get some more. I I have moved the cherry and apple tree that was in a pot, and I've taken that away. More on that, those two later. And I've kind of thought about what do I want to keep and what don't I want to keep there in terms of plants. And I've decided I'm going to keep the cider apple tree, the sloe tree, the elderberry tree, and the hazel tree. And the other, and I might also keep some of the yellow raspberries, the all gold variety. The rest of the stuff I think can just stay there. I don't know what variety they are. They've never done that brilliantly there. I've never got huge amounts of fruit out of them. So I'm just going to leave them and be done with it. And Barry or whoever takes it on afterwards can have them and do what they like with them. That, of course, means a bit of an expense in buying new plants, but it's it needs to be done. Sorry about that. I just had to pause there as troubles were coming in. Wife on the phone, sorry. Right, where was I? So, yeah, that's where I've decided with the various trees. And really, that's about all I've done up there. It's just getting it ready to move out. Now, the new allotment, plot 128B. Lots been happening there. Completed building another bed, and I've dug out a bit more for another bed, next bed to go in. That has now given me three beds, and I've filled them all with horse manure. Now, bed one, as you know, that's got garlic in, and I've completed sowing all the garlic. Well, I've done that. I think I said that on the last episode. Bed two has got onions and shallots in it, and that's full. Bed three, autumn onions and some red onions. These are, again, bulbs or sets. Unfortunately, I ordered so many onions that I had too many to go into that plot. So I'm going to have to sow more at home and a lot more, because I filled that bed up with just two varieties, and I've got three different varieties and two sets of each, which was sent. My supply is sent by accident, I think, an extra load, which I'm not complaining about, but I've got upon them to use. Now, I've moved the cherry and apple tree from the old allotment, as I said. Now, the apple tree has gone into the corner with where there's a 1 meter by 1 meter. It's a family apple tree. It's quite a small one, but I decided that was the best place for it, and that's going to grow there quite nicely, a bit of a hedge-like. I'm going to have to feed it, and I may underplant it with some strawberries. The asparagus bed, I've planted the asparagus in that I received. I think I said that on my last episode. Sometimes I need to go back and check, but yeah, that's all planted up. And I say that's all that's really gone on that plot. I say lots has been happening, but digging out all the time, all the roots and weeds and stuff, is quite hard work. And it is quite time consuming, and there's a lot to go on. So I say it's a lot. It is a lot for my... At home, I dug up one of the sweet potato plants, and he didn't do very well, but that one did die off quite early. So... Yeah, I mean, I didn't even get a meal out of it. It just went straight into the compost. So the second plant, we're seeing how that does. The garlic has all sprouted, including the elephant garlic. So I'm going to be putting some more onion sets. Excuse me. Some onion sets at home just to use them up as well. And the kale and the cabbages have gone into the soil as well. Cabbages didn't survive, but the kale seems to be surviving quite well. Baby leaf cabbage, the kale this will be, which I'll probably use in smoothies and things, because I got really into smoothies as of late. To more fruit plants that I bought. Spent a lot of money on buying new fruit plants, and these are to go as you go to 1 to 8B. But they're at home at the moment for where I can keep an eye on them. I'll talk about those more in a later podcast as I plant them up and get them growing. The rosemary and sage cuttings, I've now moved those into the greenhouse, and they're still looking really good. No sign of them dying, so I think they've probably started to root. I just haven't don't try and pull them out until they're probably established, so that's a good 6 weeks. But they're in the greenhouse, just got to keep watering them. But they seem to be doing well. In the potting shed, I've sown some broad bean seeds, two different varieties, Aquilis Cladidia, however you pronounce it. The Bernards I'd done last year over the winter, and they seemed to do okay, even though they don't recommend it, but I thought I'd try it. And then there's some hardy peas that have gone in as well, which will be overwintered down on the allotments, 1 to 8B. I'm just getting them started, and then when they start to sprout, I'll be moving more on and more on. We had some stormy weather the other day, but I'm pleased to say we've survived it. No damage at all. I haven't actually checked the allotment yet, but at home I was worried about the greenhouse being new, but it's just stood up to it like it was nothing there. So I'm pleased with that. I think now if it's stormy weather coming, I can sleep a bit better. Still haven't had a frost down here yet. Mid-November, I'm expecting a frost any day soon. Most of it is protected. It's just a couple of the herb plants, I think, need to go into protection. But otherwise, yeah, all good. So with that, I'm going to wrap up for today. Bit of a short one. Basically, I've been doing a lot, but it's all the same sort of thing, and I don't want to keep talking about the same sort of thing. Once everything's built and set up, I can then really start on the proper talking about what I'm growing, how I'm growing it. But at the moment, I'm just in that setting up stage. So with that, I'm going to wrap up. So thank you for listening, as always. And as at the veggrowerpodcast.co.uk. And don't forget to visit the website, theveggrowerpodcast.co.uk. Become a member if you want to comment, like, and discuss things. Yeah, so thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you again soon.